Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Maras Hannah Miriam Bas Chana and for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina and for Dror David ben Sara, Rabbi Yeshua Meir ben Rachel Sara, and Leila Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Shmuel, and Pesach ben Rina Liza. They shall have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'asei yedehem. We are going to be learning b'siyata d'shmaya, the Maharal and the Sefer Teferis Yisrael, Perek Mem Dalid, where he talks about the Aseres Hadibros, and in particular he talks about Shabbos HaGadol, which is coming right up, Haba Aleinu Ba'al Kol Yisrael L'tova. Says the Maharal, Kvaz Bar L'cha Ki Achilufim Shesh Ben Dibros Rishonos V'Ben Dibros Achronos. This is Shub v'Sefer HaTeferis, Perek Mem Dalid. The difference between if you read in the Torah, you see the Dibros in Parshas Yisrael and the Dibros in Parshas Veschan, and they're different Dibros. Dibros Rishonos, Dibros Achronos, Dibros that were given first time in Har Sinai, and the Dibros that were given after the Chayta Egel, the second Luchos. So that's Mitzad HaTosefes Sharoi LeMishneh Torah Menatam Asher Amarnu. The Maharal explains earlier that in Mishneh Torah the Iker is the Mekabel, and he needs more explanation. So in the second Dibros, there's more explanation. So you can look in the earlier Prak of the Maharal goes through in detail. It's very, very Kedai. And we said Tuchel Lahavin Ma'asham Rizal Zocher V'Shamer B'Dibur Echad Namru. And with this we can understand the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chaf Amid Beis that says that Zocher and Shamor were said in one Dibur Yosim Mikol Achilufim V'Hashinuyim. In other words, Chazal were singled out the difference between Zocher and Shamor more than the other differences that the Maharal spoke about earlier. Why is that? Kishar chilufim lefi aroy lefi aseder, that all of the other differences can be explained based on the fact that the fifth chumash Devarim is different than the first four chumashim. It's an explanation of the first four chumashim, so you can look in the previous parak for more information on that. Aval zachor v'shamor, so that makes sense. But zachor v'shamor, we have shalom v'shul tosefes divrei shneis dein kan tosefes rak chisaron. Zachor v'shamor, you can't say there's an addition here, because it's not an addition, it's a chisaron. Something is missing. We're missing the zachor in the second divrei. Rather than it's called zachor v'divrei shneis, it doesn't say zachor at all in the second divrei. Im kein ein kan tosefes, there's nothing being added here. Rather, there's just a chisaron. Vima pashtanim, and if those who like to follow the simple pshat, like the Ibn Ezra and Shmos Perikov Pasuk Aleph, Asher lohe vinu divrei Torah, very sharp words, Amru ki Shamor hu kamo zachor ve'en kan rak milos shonos, but they say it's the same thing. Loshen Ibn Ezra, b'tam zachor shizko kol yom eze yom hu me'ashavua. Zachor, as you should remember which day of the week it is, in order that you should be shomer and not do malacha. And we understand that it's the same. As if they were said simultaneously. That's the Ibn Ezra. Wow. I don't even have to answer such words. In other words, Shamor and Zachor are two different concepts. It's not the same thing. In the first Dibros it says 6 days God made the heavens and the earth. And in the seventh day, and Dibros Shnias it says you should remember that you were an Eved in Eretz Mitzrayim. So this contrast between the two luchas, that in the first luchas it says sheishis yamim, and in the second it says v'zachar tekiyev adiisa beretz mitzrayim, and the first it talks about Bria Solom, and the second it talks about Yitzis Mitzrayim, that will also explain the difference between Zachar as Yom HaShabbos Lekacho in the first Dibros, and Shamar as Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, guard Shabbos, in the second Dibros. V'adavar asher hu mekubel, Rabbi Seinu Zal, ki kol mokom shenemar shamar hu mitzis leisisei. the rabbis have a tradition that whenever it says Shem, or it's talking about mitzvahs lo sasei, v'imkein mitzvahs esei shel zachor chosu legamrei. And if so, the mitzvahs esei of zachor is completely missing. But in the second dibris, it says shamor, and shamor is less to say. Zachor is a say. So in the second dibris, zachor is missing. V'zeshu chulomar ki zachor v'shamor dibur echad namru v'chein shav v'sheker gam kein b'dibur echad namru. In other words, Chazal only were all made on the difference between Shamor and Zachor, but there's another difference in the difference between Shamor. It says, Lo sana berecha eit shaker. And the second difference state, Dvarim hey, it's Zayin, Lo sana berecha eit shav. So it says that one place it says shav, it shouldn't be a false witness. It says one time a lashon of shav, one time a lashon of sheker. So Chazal say, in Shavuos Chaf Amud Beis, not only they all made on the difference between Zachor and Shamor, also on shav and sheker, also b'dibur echad namru. V'chein shav v'sheker gam kein b'dibur echad namru mipnei shav agav shein kan shinu milav leesei umeesei lilav. Mikol makom yesh kan chiluv shu giron. So here he's merames to the Ramban that Zachor and Shamor, Zachor is mitzvah saseh, Shamor is los saseh, but you don't have that by Shav and Sheker. So there's a change, that's a Giron, we're missing something, we're missing the Sheker and the Dibros Achronos. And therefore they had to say no. But Dibor Echad Namru, there was said in one tibur, v'od kvar amarnu, so that's why, so you say you're gonna, that the second tibur is missing the shamor, don't worry about it, because zachar, they're missing the zachar, don't worry about it, because zachar v'shamor v'tibur echad namru, v'od kvar amarnu, ki adibur v'mishna torim l'toysefes. And we already explained that the dibros in Mishnah Torah are additions. V'lo tinsa tosefes below ikur, and you don't have an addition without the ikur. As the Maharal explains in the Sefer Netzach at the end of Perek Lamed Daled, brought here in the footnotes by Rav Hartman, which are helping us a lot always, that Shiftei Yehuda Minyamin are called the ikur. And the Aseret HaShvatim are called Tosefes. And therefore, when the Aseret HaShvatim went into Golos, they were Misrachik Ligamre, because they're now in addition without the Yikr, without the primary aspect. And in the Chiddush HaGadol Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Maharal explains that without Yiras Shemayim, there's no Kiyum for Torah and Chochma. Because Kasher Ein Kan Yikr, Ein Kan Tosefes. If you don't have the Yikr, if you don't have Yiras Shemayim, then you don't have the Tosefes, because Yiras Shemayim is the Yikr. So, l'chein kasher ikar adavar nichta b'dibas achronis v'yishmen b'tosefes zeu b'vaday shayach loimar shapir. Abo shiyash shinu b'yikar adibur adavar zeu lo itochin klal ulefikach kol shinim asher b'dibur az kulam im tosefes shirikar adibur ein lo shinui rak yesh kan tosefes alo zachor b'sham reshikar adibur wa mitzvah atzma hi zachor ubedibas achronis shamar lo itochin lomar shashinu tosefes. So normally when you have the ikur, then you can have a tosefes in the dibur sacharonos. But here, where it's mamash shinu, it can't be that you're missing something, because then you're missing the ikur. If you just change from zachor to shamar, you're missing the ikur. V'chein shav shekra mitzvah atzma shloyed shekra shloyed shav. And also, when it comes to shav and sheker, there are two different things. Like it says in the Mishnah in Shavuos, Taf Chavta Samad Aleph, Pesach Shavuos Shav. What is a Shavuos Shav? Nishbal Shana Seidu Aladim Arma Alma Chuevan Shavuos Shav. If somebody says about a pillar that is of stone, that it's of gold, that's Yadu Alachol Adam, that's Shav. And Shavuos Sheker is something else. He makes a shvua that he's going to eat and he doesn't eat, and the like. So these are two different things, shav and sheker. So how can you miss one? So it has to be that b'dibur echad namru, because otherwise you're missing the, you can't change, you can make a tosefes as long as you have the ikar, but you can't change the ikar, then you're missing out, then the tosefes that an ikar is nothing. So they have to have come together. The other ones make sense because the Mishnah Torah is coming to add, is coming to explain, that's Gevaldik. But when it comes to Shamor and Zachor and Shav and Sheker, which are changes, there you can't say that it's coming to add, because then it's changing the primary word. So it must be that B'dibur Echad Nemru, that they really came together. And since they came together, they're connected. And the mela, it's not considered that you're missing. Either one you use is fine. Umeyata lo yikshar. Masha kasa b'divis achronos lo sasave. B'divis harishonos lo sachmoid. Aye, in divis achronos is lo sasave. In the 10th dibra. In the first dibra says lo sachmoid. Both loshonos of desire. Kevin shaksiv lo sachmoid b'tchil sadibur. Ah. But it says lo sachmon in Mishnah Torah already. It says lo sachmon eisrecha. So therefore, ereish kan ikra dibur b'shneim b'shabbos. You also have the ikra, and then there's just a tosefes. Ve'en kan kasha klal. Kasher ikra dibur shabbos b'shneim. There's no kasha when the ikra dibur is the same in both, and you just have a tosefes, because that's what Mishnah Torah, that's what Sefer Dvarim is all about. Omnam. כל שאר החילופים שהם בדיבור זכור ושמור הם נמשכים אחר הסכול הסדיבור של כל אחד ואחד כי זכור מתססת לסקוסי המשאבס וזכירו זו סמור המלס השאבס ולכן יזכור עושה זכור זה מתססי to remember Shabbos like Chazal tell us לקדשו בפה And this Zechira teaches us the Ma'il of Shabbos, and therefore you're going to remember it. In other words, you're remembering how Chashiv Shabbos is. Uma Malasa Shel Shabbos, Ki Mayomi Yomayim. What's the Ma'il of Shabbos? Lamate Chashiv Yom Shabbos Yos Mishar Yomim, Rashi says, in Sanhedrin Samachayim with Beis, Vomar, Ki Bevada Yesh Yomi Yomayim, Ki Sheshis Yomim Asa Shem Eshmaim Esaret. V'zeh Umaylis Shabbos, Mi Ben Shara Yomim. Shehu makudish mishar hayomim uvemitzvah zachor lo yishayich ta'atam v'zacharit kevet yisrael etzman v'yivtucho ken zetam klal al ma'alot samadregat shabbos shayar yomim uvechot zol zestam kishishis yomim. So in the first dibros we're talking about zachor. Zachor is what? Zachor is the ma'alot of Shabbos, the chashivos of Shabbos. What makes Shabbos more chashuv than the other days? The answer is because 6 days God created the heavens and the earth, and the seventh day rested. So it's Yom HaKodesh Mishar Yomim. In the midst of Zachor, it's not Shaykh the reason of Zachar to give it Yisrael Tzvan V'yiftecha. Remember, you were slaves in Egypt and God redeemed you. Because how does that prove that Shabbos is a greater day than the other days? It doesn't. And Memela, in the first Dibros where it says Zachor, what do we have to say? We have to say the time of 6 days God created the world and the seventh day rested to show the 7 days more chashim than the first 6 days, and therefore Zachor, you should remember that had a special chashim, that had a special importance. The Eitzel Shamor Shein Arak Loisisei Shlo Yase Malacha, and by Shamor, which is only a Loisisei that you shouldn't do Malacha. Masha Adam Yoshi Batal Veinoisim Malacha Inza Malas Shabbos Shareim Zedover Nira. The fact that you sit and do nothing on Shabbos, a person sits and he eats Garinim like they do in Eretz Yisrael, or he eats popcorn like they do in America, and he sits and he schmoozes with his friends around the table on a Friday night, that's not the Ma'il of Shabbos, because he's a davar near a beseder, so he's not on the computer, he's not sending texts. But that's not davar near shakam b'teilim yesh. There are other people who don't send texts also. I don't even know how to send texts, so I assume it's not so hard. Other people do it who aren't, you know, not everybody who does it is the most intelligent person in the world. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. My phone doesn't have texts, and I don't really want a phone. It's just very bothers him. And anyway, Shekhan Batelim Yesh, it's no Raya, because there are a lot of Batelim, there are a lot of people who aren't doing Malacha. Like it says in Brachas Yudzayin Amid Beis, that there are people who don't do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, and there's no Chashash Gaiva, because if somebody says he's not doing Malacha, so there's no Gaiva, people are going to say there are a lot of Batelim Bashuk, there are a lot of unemployed people, there are a lot of people who are doing nothing. Raya Raki Gramilus is Shabbos, Haidei Mitzvah, Laski Yom Shabbos, Thik Gramilus Shabbos, to remember Shabbos, right through the mitzvahs, losa say, mitzvah say, shazil, mile of Shabbos full, that's the mile of Shabbos in practice, practically, concretely, that's the mile of Shabbos that we do mitzvah say, ulufigur mitzvah shama losa, and time creation, shashimimasa, Hashem, kizemar al mile of Shabbos, and therefore by shama we don't give a reason of 6 days God made the heaven and the earth, because that shows the mile of Shabbos, and shama isn't about the mile of Shabbos, not about the importance of Shabbos, it says something else, rakanos and time of the mile of shama, shama, it says guard Shabbos. Don't break Shabbos. Shunisharim Yisrael b'shmirato v'shloichalu oto. That the Jewish people should be careful to guard Shabbos and not to violate it. Yoisem mikol akum, more than all of the Gentiles. V'alvel davar zetzarech tam shemiach shemisbarach baralam sheshiyam menach b'yam hashvi. Reish yukolen imtzayim. Shomer Shabbos kainz ha'magil Yisrael b'lvad. Wait a second. If God created the world in the 6 days and rested on the seventh, then Goyim shouldn't do work either. Goyim shouldn't do work either. So if we're talking here about not doing work, not violating Shabbos, Ribbono Shalom, Goyim are also shayach to Shabbos. They also, they're in the same world we are. So if we're not doing work because God created the world in the 6 days and rested on the seventh, so the Goyim also shouldn't. You should remember that you were in Egypt and God redeemed you, and that shows you that Shabbos relates to the Jewish people specifically. What's shot in this difference between Yisro and Veschanan? Keep a difference. Every Shabbos, Bala Hazir, Al Shabbos, Menas and Sleep, Lukas, Shabbos, Mishfil. Shabshishi, Amos, Hashem, Shemai, Mesar, it's a Vedushi, it's not a time, Lom, Yisrael, and Sabu, Dafka, Al Shabbos. The first time he's giving the reason for the Kedush of Shabbos, because God rested on the seventh day. In the second difference, God is telling us why Dafka, the Jewish people, and no other nation. Why? Because Vayiftecha, God took us to you out of Egypt. Kiroi Shabbos Yisrael befrat, because it's right for us dafka. Why? Vus is the shaychus. Vus is the kesher. Ki kemo haolam shebara Hashem itbarach b'sheshet imei bereshit v'lo haya bo menucha v'achar kach kibel olam ha'shleimut v'amenucha kach v'zachar et kevet yisrael b'mitzrayim v'alecha menucha v'yivtucha mi'beis avod v'ginecha ha'shloma v'amenucha. Just like the world that God created in 6 days, and there was no menucha. And then God on the seventh day made the menucha. Kayadua mi Rashi, ma'olam chaser menucha ba Shabbos ba menucha. Kol sminig ram melacha. And the Maharal explains in the Derech Chaim Gevaldikli, Perek Al Bishniot Ches, that when God finished the Ma'aseh Bereishis, He gave Manoach, He gave rest to the Nevraim by Chalukim b'Yom Hashvi. That's Menucha v'Shalom, and Chazal say Man Nivra Me'archa Shabbos Shanan Shaket v'Shalva v'Ashket. In other words, what was created on Shabbos, since he was Shabbos Mikol Malachto, what was created? You know what God created? God created serenity and rest and quiet, and that's Shalom. K'shekol Abriya Ma'ay Olam Chas Menucha b'Shabbos b'Menucha Bein Zemen Abriya Atzma Klal. It's not part of the Bria. Shreina Shabbos B'chayim Me'am Ma'aseh. Shabbos is a world of Ma'aseh. A world of Ma'aseh is not a world of Menucha V'Hashket. Avol Mikol Mokom U'Kiyom Olam. But this is what gives the world its Kiyom. This is what's Mashlim the 6 days. V'Yichalu Kim Yom Shim Melach Tosher Oso. The Hashlom is in the seventh day. The Tachas is that you should reach this Menucha. That's the Shalom. That's Shabbat Shalom. That's the Shleimus of the Bria. That's what gives the world its completion. כי וזכר וזכרת כי עבד היית במצרים ממשיך אמר על כאן ולא היה לך מנוחה. Just like you were avod in Mitzrayim, you didn't have מנוחה ויבטוח מבייס avod and הקנה לך השם השלום והמנוחה. and God gave you Hashlama and Menucha. And therefore, Shabbos is Shaykh to the Yidin, Mer from the Goyim. It's more Shaykh to us than to the Goyim. Because we left Egypt and we had this came to this place of Menucha, so therefore we're also Shaykh to Shabbos. The Ra'al explains more in Gvurot Hashem in the 45th Perek. Ki kvar amarnu, ki ha'itziyah mi beit avadim ora ala prisha ba'al avdala min davar gashmi. Leaving Beis Avodim means that you're leaving this gashmi stick of place. Ki ha'evet k'mo shi'adat epamim ha'arbe mod hu inyan chomri she'en meshu'abad u'mitpa'el. Rak ha'chomer k'mo shi'netper pamim ha'arbe. What's mishubud? What's mispoil? Only chomer, only something physical. That's the eved. V'frisha min ha'chomer mashu avodim, because the eved is telling his master. Now we're free people. V'zemra malan of delas min ha'gashmis. The delas min ha'gashmis. This shows that we're separate from the gashmis. V'figach roi shish mureim Shabbos. Never, it's right that we should keep Shabbos. K'edav shu misno e'a tamin mebulti magia la'tachlis. Oz neida gizenim techos v'shem esbatzim. Something that's always going, never reaches the tachlis, never reaches its purpose. It's lacking. It's chos v'shleimus. Shimaya Baal Shlemus Hayamagil Menucha Lashor Shlama. If it would be a Baal Shlemus, it would come to Menucha, that's the Shlama. But Tenua, this movement, doesn't have Shlemus. And the Jewish people reach this Makum of Shlemus, and that's the Tzura. So, Geshem is Koach, it's not Shlemus, it's just potential. So it's working towards something. And Shabbos is a mitzius, that it doesn't have to go anywhere. Shabbos, you're able to rest. No longer avdus, no longer prisus, no longer lones. And with this gives us the maila of Hashlama, and therefore tzivcha yom haShabbos. V'zeh baru pashut. How wonderful what the Maharal says. That just like the Shabbos is the day of rest, of completion, so too the Jewish people are shaykh to that, because we also resort to rest, because we were taken out of Egypt. 6 days is the world of Avdus, and the 7th day is the world of Chayrus, of Shabbos. And also Tzius Mitzrayim was Hashlama Sa'olam, it's a perfection of the world, the completion of the world. Because without the Jewish people, there's no world. That's when we became a nation, that's Hashlama Sa'olam. And therefore Hashlama Yisrael is like Hashlama Sa'olam. Just like the Olam didn't have Menucha. And on Shabbos, we were Kona the Hashlama, Kach Yisrael, we were Avodim Balmo V'Yigia, and we didn't have Menucha, Chiyatsa Mitzrayim, Baz Kano Menucha. And then we went out of Egypt, and then we were Kona Menucha. So on Mitzias Mitzrayim, 2 things happen. It's the birth of Knesset Israel, and also we were Kona Menucha. And they work together. Because the Menucha, that's the essence of the Jewish people. That's the Mailin of Delos. That's the Shleimus. Gashmi is Bekoach, Nivdol is Befoal. Avdus is Shaykh to the Gashmi and the Chormi. Yitzim Avdus is Shaykh to the Nivdol, to what's holy. And therefore, b'mishacharas, the birth of Knesset Yisrael, and the birth of Knesset Yisrael happened at the same time, because now we're no longer avodim, and we reached our shleimus. As the Maharal explains, in the Chiddush HaGadol in Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin and Beis Rav, as Rav Hartman points out, Adam Lamal Yumad Ki Bal Gufi Efshel Shia Noach Kenach Ruel Adav Shu Nivdol V'Dim Yom Zeh Ki Hashabbos Yom Menuchah B'nei Shu Kodesh. If a person's guf, he has amel. A guf, a baal guf isn't allowed to be, isn't allowed to rest. When are you resting? When you're nivdal, when you're separate, when you're holy. If you're separate, you're befoal. Only if you're holy, you are actualized. But not if you're a baal guf, then you're only bekoach. You're only, one is only in potential. And one who's bekoach is roi la'amel, for toil, which is yitzia la'poal, and therefore adam la'amel yulad. And therefore, he has to toil, he has to be moti himself la'poal, but the Jewish people reach this place of menucha, because we're nivdal. So at least on Shabbos, we reach that madrega. So we toil 6 days, and we rest on the 7th. Well, the figure of Davis Atzma, she saw Yatsim Mitzrayim with Chabri Mashabis, Kiata Yishlam Asolim Legamre. So Yetzias Mitzrayim relates to Shabbos because this is Hashlamas HaOlam, that now the Jewish people were born, just like Shabbos is the Hashlam, is the completion of the world. The world didn't have this Hashlama beforehand. Now it's called the Hashlama. And we explain this elsewhere. Where do we explain this? We'll see in a moment. Mikol Malkom Bishvil Zeroy Shia Mitzavcha Siyom Shabbos Yosim Mikol Adam Ki Emen Amruim LeShabbos Ki Yisrael Shabbos Mishlam Hashem Yisbaruch Solama. With us, God completed the world, and therefore we're Shaykh to Shabbos. V'yav Shalafarish Yosim Ki Pirash Nasa B'makom Acher. We can't explain more because we already explained this elsewhere. Where's the elsewhere? The elsewhere is in Sefer HaGvuris and Perek Lamites Zok the Heilige Maral. Kishem Shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu Salam L'Shiva Yom Mitziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Litzkar Siyam HaShabbos V'zeki Shabbos V'Hashlam Sabriya V'Alkol Pona Hashlam Shua Yikur. Just like God created the world in 7 days and He commanded us to keep Shabbos because Shabbos is the completion of the Bria and everything turns to this Shleimos, everything is going in that direction. That's the Ikar. Lefika Kol Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa Ponim El Shabbos, all 6 days turn towards Shabbos Shel Shlamas HaBria, which is the completion of creation. V'yesh Lizkor Yema Shabbos V'shil Zeh Kol Yimei Shavua Kishya Kol Pana Shlamas HaBria. So all week long we're always like Mishin LeShabbos Sheni LeShabbos and Soti Yitzias Mitzvah, we're always looking towards Shabbos. Soti Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Shlamas Seder HaOlam because Yadua that Olam Hazeh, the Iker is the Adam, and the Iker Adam is Israel that we chose from all the nations, and the Jewish people got their Shlamas and we left Egypt and then we became a nation. So Yitzias Mitzrayim Zok the Maral is like Shabbos because Shabbos is the Shlamas HaBria. Shabbos perfects, completes the Bria, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Shlamas told us HaOlam Kiach Shenishlam Bria Ya told us HaOlam Aschim Latisela Shlamas. After Shlamas HaBria they told us HaOlam now goes out L'Bishlamas V'chol HaUmos Zuach HaZu Ayu Yotzim Ad Shivim Umos V'chein Amon Umoav Abba Yisrael Yatsu B'achron L'Kol HaUmos V'zeaz Kashiyas Yisrael Yomer HaOlam Shalatsu Al Shumim L'Poal. So before there were all the nations, and then afterwards the Jewish people came out, and this is what gives the world its existence. No Jewish people, no world. The Maral goes on, that's Mea Pesach as a Shlomo Sabriya, just like Shabbos as a Shlomo Sabriya. Ayin Sham, beautiful Marals. So now we get to the Heilige Tag of Pesach, and particularly Shabbos HaGadol. Why is this Shabbos called Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos Shelifnei Pesach Ki HaPesach Shabbos Yotzei Yisrael Mitzrayim Washlam HaGdoila Vel Yonah Shel Shem Oila Ki Kasher Yatzu Yisrael Vayu La'am El Hashem Yitbarach V'Kasher Nevra Olam B'Sheshet Yemei Bereishit Yad Azav Davar Zeh B'Koach B'Vad V'Yatzah L'Poal Ki Lo Haya Bo'Olam Bria Chadasha. And this is why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because Pesach, when the Jewish people left Egypt, was the Hashlama that a God made. God completed the world when we left and we became God's nation. And when the world was created and she was made voracious, this is only B'koach. And now it's Yotzei L'Poal. Now it's actualized. Because Kiloi Olam Bria Chadasha. Because everything was created in 6 days. No new brios. Rakam Hashem Rakol Nisim Shemeschat Shubolam Tanai Sakodesh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereishis Adayam Shianikra. In other words, the Maral says that a nes is not something new. A nes was already there from the beginning of time. So God really created everything in 6 days, even the Nisim. Ratzilam Shekol Nisim Hayu Bekoch V'Yatzilafol Bismanam. All the Nisim were already there. They were just actualized at those times. Or they were already waiting there. Nisim also have a Seder. What do we do on Pesach night? We have a Leila Seder, but it's out of Seder. It's completely out of the Seder. Teretz says, no, that's part of the Seder Olam. Part of the Teva God made is the Nisim. Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. This is part of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like something happened and then God has to make a new plan. Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, the Egyptians are going to run after you. I got to do something quick. Let me split the sea. No, it was already there from the beginning. But now this is the Hashlama. This is the Hashlama Sabriya. Right, it's a Gevaldika Simcha because the whole world now reached its purpose. Therefore the Jewish people being actualized, that's B'koach HaBriya at the beginning, and therefore the Shabbos for Pesach called Shabbos HaGadol, because God put B'koach the Hashlamas HaBriya of Shabbos Bereishis, that it's already there in potential, that it should be Yotzei Lefol, it should be actualized, it should be completed Al Yidei Yisrael. V'gadol Yoyser V'yoyser Mashu Shabbos Bereishis Shil Shema Teva Bilvan. What's Ma'isa Bereishis? That's Hashlamas HaTeva. And what's the Shabbos before Pesach? The Shabbos is Samach LePesach. She has Yisrael Mitzrayim. Bishvil Yitzius Mitzrayim. Shehaya B'koach HaShabbos. Roy Shinikra Shabbos HaGadol. And therefore, Shabbos, which is next to Pesach, before Pesach, when the Jews left Egypt, which was B'koach HaShabbos, it's fitting that it should be called Shabbos HaGadol, because Yitzius Mitzrayim is a Hashlama Yona Vagadola. That's the greater, that's the higher level. The regular Shabbos is Teva, but this Shabbos is the Shabbos of Yitzius Mitzrayim, which is higher than Teva. That's the Hashlama Ruchnis of the Bria. So first of all, my name is Baruchim Kol Shisa Yomim. All 6 days are blessed from Shabbos. They can only be Yitzias Mitzrayim, he called the Shabbos before Yitzias Mitzrayim. And also, Yitzias Mitzrayim gets his koach from Shabbos. Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected to Shabbos. Why? Because, like we said, it's Menucha. Yitzias Mitzrayim is Menucha Me'avdus. So it has to relate to Shabbos. It's resting from all of the toil. So since it relates to Shabbos, we call this Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos that's greater than Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis is the creation of the world of Teva. But this Shabbos symbolizes something greater. What gives the world its spiritual basis. And that's Am Yisrael. And Pesach is also called Shabbos. Torah says Mimachas HaShabbos, referring to Pesach, first day of Pesach. So that's this Shabbos HaGadol. It's greater than the original Shabbos. The original Shabbos is Shabbos of Teva, of nature. And then this Shabbos is the Shabbos of Am Yisrael. This is the Shabbos of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Gets its koach. Yitzias Mitzrayim gets its koach from this Shabbos. Shabbos is called, like the Gemara says, Shabbos Bereishis. All Shabbos are a memory of creation. And you can only have this Shabbos if you first have the creation of Teva. But this Shabbos goes above Teva. This Shabbos is the Shabbos of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's the Shabbos of the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael, the Leida of Klal Yisrael, giving the world its Shleimus. But it relates Dafka to Shabbos. Because the root of it is, besides what we said before, my name is Baruch Hu Kol Shisa Yomim, But also the root of Pesach is Shabbos Bereishis. The root of Pesach of Shabbos Mitzrayim is Shabbos Bereishis. Because you can only build the spiritual after you have the physical. The spiritual is based on the first we have the physical world, and then we sanctify it. And this is also the idea of it only should have started the Torah from Achos Elachem. Why did it start from Bereishis? So you see that Achos Elachem is parallel to Bereishis. What's the Kesher? The Kesher is that Bereishis Hashem created time, natural time. What Hashem created in Achodesh Elachem? Holy time. Sanctify the months. Have holidays. Holy time. Same parallel. Teva versus Kedusha. Universal versus particular versus Am Yisrael. So we need both levels. So that's the Shabbos HaGadol. No, Baruch Hashem. As always, beautiful tifkai depth of the Maharal HaKadosh. And there's obviously so much more to learn. The Maharal has so many Sfarim. And we've had many Shiurim, but there's many more to come. B'li Neder, Hashem should give us the Koach and the Moach and the Simcha and the financial means to continue. And wishing everybody a gevaldik Shabbos, a sweet Shabbos, an elevating Shabbos, followed by a Pesach that's la'elo, la'elo, mikol brachosa v'shirosa. And we should be zoche, ki meitzeischa, meiritz mitzrayim, arenu leflos, b'viyaz gol tzedek, meheru v'yamein, amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest, and most beloved friends.